When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. 10 years ago, right about this time of year, I was taking in the view from a lavish loft overlooking the Ozark Mountains, rolling with variegated greens and shades of distant smoky blue. Inside and out, our digs were decorated with massive timbers, deep, rich brown tones, and the buzz of Branson. We were staying in the beautiful Keter Center at College of the Ozarks, and there were more satin and tapestry pillows on that king-size bed than in my whole house. I entered the room giddy, with the sense of privilege and pampering. The gorgeous and romantic suite that ordinarily would have been cost prohibitive for our hand-to-mouth budget as a young couple in ministry was an upgrade from the room we had booked. Although the standard room was certainly nice, it paled in comparison to the present surroundings that came complete with turndown service, along with homemade cookies and fresh milk, breakfast in bed, and a jacuzzi. We were celebrating our 23rd wedding anniversary. The next morning, we did what folks do in that entertainment mecca. We took in a country music show. We were by far the youngest folks in the theater, seated among the small, almost intimate crowd of Western swing enthusiasts. I kid you not, the whole of us only filled the first five rows. It was the off-season, on a Monday morning, so we were guaranteed a seat down front. And with this show, free coffee. Twin fiddles, steel guitar, and bass fiddle pleasantly started our day, while smooth voices journeyed through Bob Wills' Hallmark tunes and big band numbers turned swing. Oh, it was just perfect. Not all glitzy, just pure talent. The show was nice, the room delightful. It was a special treat to get what we paid for and get icing on the cake to receive better than expected. It was also a pleasure to mix with that older generation. I loved their camaraderie. As I tuned into the tidbits of conversation while standing in the ticket line and during the show's intermission, I sensed this unspoken aspect of familiarity among those strangers. They shared years of military service and talked of old-fashioned farming. I especially enjoyed watching an elderly couple, young at heart and having fun together. It was more than cute. It was inspirational. As my husband and I have sojourned another 10 years down our marriage road, we have grown older so that we are no longer the youngsters. We've grown closer to one another. We depend more on each other, and we know how to have fun together, like so many of those silver-haired tourists modeled for us a decade ago. And now that we've arrived 33 years today on our mutual destination, my prayer is that some young couple will see us and be reminded that their vows and their marriage is intended to go the distance. Commitment has wonderful blessings and rewards, sort of like lavish hotel suites, milk and cookies, and jacuzzis. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.